Divine Office, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Sing praise to the Lord. Remember the wonders he has wrought.
Sing praise to the Lord. Remember the wonders he has wrought.
Give thanks to the Lord. Tell his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Oh, sing to him. Sing his praise. Tell all his wonderful works. Be proud of his holy name. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Consider the Lord in his strength. Constantly seek his face. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, the judgments he spoke. O children of Abraham, his servant, O sons of the Jacob he chose, he, the Lord, is our God. His judgments prevail in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever. His promise for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it for Jacob as a law, for Israel as a covenant forever. He said, I am giving you a land, Canaan, your appointed heritage, when they were few in number, a handful of strangers in the land. When they wandered from country to country and from one kingdom and nation to another, he allowed no one to oppress them. He admonished kings on their account. Do not touch those I have anointed. Do no harm to any of my prophets. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Sing praise to the Lord. Remember the wonders he has wrought.
The Lord did not abandon the good man who was sold into slavery, but freed him from the power of sinners.
The Lord did not abandon the good man who was sold into slavery, but freed him from the power of sinners.
But he called down a famine on the land. He broke the staff that supported them. He had sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. His feet were put in chains. His neck was bound with iron until what he said came to pass, and the word of the Lord proved him true. Then the king sent and released him. The ruler of the peoples set him free, making him master of his house and ruler of all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and to teach his elders wisdom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord did not abandon the good man who was sold into slavery, but freed him from the power of sinners. The Lord was true to his sacred promise. He led his people to freedom and joy.
The Lord was true to his sacred promise. He led his people to freedom and joy.
So Israel came into Egypt. Jacob lived in the country of Ham. He gave his people increase. He made them stronger than their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people and to deal deceitfully with his servants. Then he sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, the man he had chosen. Through them he showed his marvels and his wonders in the country of Ham. He sent darkness, and dark was made. But Egypt resisted his words. He turned the waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their land was alive with frogs, even in the halls of their kings. He spoke, the dog fly came, and gnats covered the land. He sent hailstones in place of the rain, and flashing fire in their land. He struck their vines and fig trees. He shattered the trees through their land. He spoke, the locusts came, young locusts, too many to be counted. They ate up every blade in the land. They ate up all the fruit of their fields. He struck all the firstborn in their land, the finest flower of their sons. He led out Israel with silver and gold. In his tribes were none who fell behind. Egypt rejoiced when they left, for dread had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud as a screen and fire to give light in the darkness. When they asked for food, he sent quails. He filled them with bread from heaven. He pierced the rock to give them water. It gushed forth in the desert like a river. For he remembered his holy word, which he gave to Abraham, his servant. So he brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with shouts of rejoicing. And he gave them the land of the nations. They took the fruit of other men's toil, that thus they might keep his precepts, that thus they might observe his laws. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Abraham, Joseph, and Moses prefigured your plan, Father, to redeem mankind from slavery and to lead them into the land of promise. Through the death and resurrection of your Son, your church fulfills these promises. Grant us living water from the rock and bread from heaven, that we may survive our desert pilgrimage and thank you eternally for your kindness.
The Lord was true to his sacred promise. He led his people to freedom and joy.
In these last days, God has spoken to us through his Son, the Word through whom he made all things.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the lowly, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God, to comfort all who mourn, to place on those who mourn in Zion a diadem instead of ashes, to give them oil of gladness in place of mourning, a glorious mantle instead of a listless spirit. They will be called oaks of justice, planted by the Lord to show his glory. They shall rebuild the ancient ruins, the former wastes they shall raise up and restore the ruined cities desolate now for generations. Strangers shall stand ready to pasture your flocks. Foreigners shall be your farmers and vine dressers. You yourselves shall be named priests of the Lord. Ministers of our God, you shall be called. You shall eat the wealth of nations and boast of riches from them. Since their shame was double, and disgrace and spittle were their portion, they shall have a double inheritance in their land. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love what is right. I hate robbery and injustice. I will give them their recompense faithfully. A lasting covenant I will make with them. Their descendants shall be renowned among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them as a race the Lord has blessed. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. For he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice, like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. As the earth brings forth its plants, and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord. The Spirit of God rests upon me, for the Lord has anointed me, and he has sent me to bring good news to the poor.
to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim that captivity is now ended and prisoners are set free. I have come forth from God and have come into the world. I did not come of myself. The Father has sent me.
To heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim that captivity is now ended and prisoners are set free.
From a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. Beloved, our Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal creator of all things, today became our Savior by being born of a mother. Of his own will, he was born for us today in time, so that he could lead us to his Father's eternity. God became man so that men might become God. The Lord of the angels became man today so that man could eat the bread of angels. Today, the prophecy is fulfilled that said, "Pour down heavens from above and let the clouds rain the just one. Let the earth be opened and bring forth a Savior." The Lord who had created all things is himself now created so that he who was lost would be found. Thus, man, in the words of the psalmist, confesses, "Before I was humbled, I sinned." Man sinned and became guilty. God is born a man to free man from his guilt. Man fell, but God descended. Man fell miserably, but God descended mercifully. Man fell through pride. God descended with his grace. My brethren, what miracles! What prodigies! The laws of nature are changed in the case of man. God is born. A virgin becomes pregnant with man. She is now at the same time both mother and virgin. She becomes a mother yet remains a virgin. The virgin bears a son, yet she does not know man. She remains untouched, yet she is not barren. He alone was born without sin, for she bore him without the embrace of a man, not by the concupiscence of the flesh, but by the obedience of the mind.
We have seen with our own eyes, and we bear witness.
The Father sent his own Son to be the Savior of the world.
He has come to take away the burdens of our sins and to cleanse us of every stain of evil.
The Father sent his own Son to be the Savior of the world.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who were pleased to shine forth with new light through the coming of your only begotten Son, grant, we pray, that just as he was pleased to share our bodily form through the childbearing of the Virgin Mary, so we too may one day merit to become companions in his kingdom of grace, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.